Here I come at you tonight, Ken Boggle, Season 3, Episode 1. I am so excited. Let's go ahead and do this thing. Lover, I have missed you, and I have missed that music. Doesn't it make you just want to run out and buy some shoes? You know, it makes me just want to get out and spend money. Welcome back. It's Ken Boggle, Season 3. And some of you have done this before, and thank you. Others have not ever been here before, and I'm kind of wondering where you've been. But you're here now, and that's what matters. And I'm your friend Ken Boggle, and I will be with you for this hour. We're going to talk about Ken Boggle Season 3 and everything that you can expect of me in this season, what that kind of looks like, including how long we're going to be doing each individual show, some great surprises that we have lined up. And tonight is actually a really, really big show. Because tonight, I'm making a huge Ken Boggle announcement. I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. I should like to hint to it, but I'm really bad at that, and it'll just mess up the whole thing. So just be excited. Just be excited. Trust me. Okay, so if you're on blogtalkradio.com, you can go to the chat icon, and you can join the chat room, and I will have that pulled up for you in just a moment, and you can just go there and chit-chat with me and everybody else that'll be there. There should be Timmy Sims and all kinds of folks. I'm excited, kids. I'm excited for this show. I'm excited to tell you the big secret. You know what? I just think we should just go ahead and get right into it. Let's talk a little bit about how Ken Boggle Season 3 has going to be different than the previous seasons. And in order to do that, we'll have to put the other seasons, we'll have to comparatively, you know, judge them against each other. Season 1, Ken Boggle, started out as a way for me to just kind of have fun. I was doing the weather. I was doing sports, which we all know I know absolutely nothing about. But A-Rod was doing steroids. I mean, I had a firm grasp on what I was talking about, though. And I also gave in Season 1 advice. You could email. You could email me and tell me your problem. And then live on the show, I would tell everybody what your problem was and fix it for you, give you some advice. That's not going to happen this year. I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing the sports either, kids. That's certainly not something that's going to happen, no sports. Nor am I doing the weather. I'm really just going to be my fabulous self. And we're going to focus on my tarot career, this career that I have sort of built for myself inside of the paranormal industry. I love it. It's been a lifesaver, and this season is going to be, you know, just kind of a journal of me doing that. More specifically, it's going to be about the people, you, the people who I read for, the people who follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's going to be about all of you. I'm going to bring some of you on and do that kind of thing, which will be absolutely fantastic. Some of you have already agreed to be on, and I love that. saves me from having to book you later. So how is it similar at all to the other seasons? Well, you get me. I won't change, as usual, so you're welcome. And I'll continuously be funny. But the theme of it is going to be different. We're going to focus on the paranormal, and we're going to focus on doing tarot as the main vein throughout the entire season. So I hope you like it. When we come back, I'm going to take a real quick break, adjust some microphone stuff, and when I get back, we're going to talk about exactly some details about the content that will be involved in Season 3. So stick around. Yes, lover, yes. It makes me feel a little bit like June Cleaver, too, like I should be smoking a cigarette in high heels and doing dishes. Wait a minute, that's Caitlyn Jenner. I digress. Welcome back, it's Kim Bogle. I'm talking to you about Season 3, and I want to discuss some things that you're going to really be excited about. In Season 3, we are going to have major milestones coming up, and I'm going to share those with you every single Tuesday at 9 o'clock as they draw closer. So you'll want to tune in and hear those live. That way you're prepared for any events that may be coming up that I will be featured, that I will be a featured participant in, or any kind of sales that I have going on, anything new that's happening in the business, like price changes or deals or gift cards, that kind of stuff. So a lot of really big, huge announcements that are coming up. And I would love for you to be there for all of those, you know, because it's going to be amazing. Surprise guests. I'm going to have some surprise guests, some paranormal friends of mine. Well, friends in the paranormal industry have agreed to be on this season. Now, you could probably guess who some of these people are, and you'd be right. Or, you know, you may be surprised by a few of them. Shocked even. So we'll just see. We'll just see. Either way, I know that it's going to be a good time, and I know for certain that you're going to love it. And, you know, special guests in that idea, there's back to clients. Kelly Grotee has said that she was going to be on this season. She's already said yes. And you know I love me some Kelly G. She's listening. Hello, lover. Probably just tweeting away, those thumbs flying like madness. And then another client has agreed to be on the show, Melissa Nicholson. You all know Mel Pants. She's on Instagram. You saw it this morning. She and her mother, Carol, bought me this fabulous cup in Canada, mug rather, for my coffee. It was great. I had like six. And they also bought me, now I'm telling you what all they bought me, a light plate with the statue of David, but his pubic area is all cut out, and you stick the light switch through it, it kind of looks like a penis. It's actually really, really tasteful. I loved it. Of course I did. Of course I did. But they're going to be on the show. Not Carol yet, but Melissa will be, she and Kelly. Some other people have offered to be on the show, and we're going to take them up on that, including Jen Stevens. She said, I would love to be on the show. And so later on this season, we'll have her. Now, you do know her from Perry Prince, and Dustin talks a lot about her, our friend Dustin Perry. She will be on, but that'll be later on. Now, my girlfriend Jenny. Now, let's talk about my girlfriend Jenny. Bless her heart. I love this girl more than life. But I think she's just not going to do it. I think she may be nervous. I think she may actually be afraid to come on and do my show. I'm like, well, honey, I'm not going to read your cards or anything. You know, we're not going to talk about anything other way. You know, she's like, okay, I'll do it. But she sounded very wishy-washy, you know. She'll kill me. She'll say, Ken, why'd you talk about me like that? I'll say, because I love you and I want you on my show. And nothing says please like peer pressure. Now, what else will come up this year, this season on Ken Bogle? Well, hold on to yourself. I'm going to do tarot card reading giveaways. Now, last year I did one of these, and that's that reading went to Aisha Abril. You know her from Twitter and Instagram. She's a buddy of mine. We all follow her, I think. We miss her. She's not been very active lately. Love you, Pumpkin. But she loved it. It led to a really great relationship between she and I, that free reading did. So it inspired me to want to do it again. I wanted to, this season, at least do three or four, at least. And I really wanted to focus on live events. I'm not going to give too much away, but there will be some opportunities for you to come see me live. And some of you will have to travel a great distance. So it would be wonderful for you to be able to already have the reading paid for, you know, $45 for an hour reading it's worth. So, you know, that would be free. Put that money towards your gas and come on down. Get in your jalopy and come on down. Come see me wherever I will be. Or we'll do them live over the phone as usual. We'll have other contests. I'd like to give away some tickets to this year's Scarefest, you know, because Scarefest, I think this is number 8? I think it's Scarefest 9, maybe. I don't know. Either way, we're going, of course. And as a matter of fact, we'll do something really fabulous for it on the show, as we do every year. But you know what, Scarefest this year, I really wanted to be I wanted to be in it, but I thought, you know, Jenny is not going to be there. So far, they've not mentioned Dustin being there. Maybe, just maybe, you know, I could get in, but I don't know. I'll let you know if it comes up. I'll make an announcement. But all kinds of contests, giving you tickets to go there for free, that would be fabulous, wouldn't you love that? The first year in season one, we gave away weekend passes. And that's, what, $25 a day? That's $75 gift. So there's that. A lot of people have been asking me, well, are you going to do another live show? And you remember in season one, we did Breakfast with Ken Bogle for breast cancer awareness. It was the Bluegrass Rape Crisis Center. And we had lovely May Suramek, from the BRCC live on stage talking to us. That was a good time. I may do that again this year, but I kind of want to do something really sweet, like Ken Bogle's Holiday Extravaganza. Maybe we'll hire a marching band. I don't know. Something understated like that. Something understated like that. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to do this big announcement, y'all. Now, that one makes me feel a little bit like the Golden Girls. Like, I want to go out salsa, maybe, meet a stranger at a Miami airport. I don't know, something classy like that. So, are you ready for my big announcement? I'm kind of really nervous. Okay. For the last 6 months, maybe, I have been working really, really hard on this surprise. There have been a lot of people helping me. A lot. Tina Kiker, Melissa Nicholson, Kelly Grotee, Michelle Holderbaum, Jennifer Kelly. Now, I love that chick, but I've got to talk about that another time. All of them have been really helping me do this surprise for you. It's been a labor of love. And it's probably the one thing I'm most proud of. Are you ready? Do you want to know what it is? I have just opened up tarotbyken.com. We are now an official website. You can go to tarotbyken, T-A-R-O-T-B-Y-K-E-N. KEN.com. And it's beautiful. I really, really love it. I mean, I never had kids, but this has got to be something close to the kind of pride that you parents get to feel. It's just, I love it. There you will be able to see, wow, at tarotbyken.com you'll see the services, the pricing. You have a contact form where you can just email me right there from the page. What all else, kids? Oh, I've got a blog. Yeah, honey, I'm blogging. Yeah. And it's actually a few entries already in it. I was adding them as I went along, working on it and having it designed and all that. So feel free to read those. Now, I will not be on any kind of regularly scheduled blogging routine because I'm a free spirit and you can't lay that on me. I'll just quit doing it. But it is beautiful. Very simple, very elegant. I wanted to keep the colors very what I knew, which was spas and salons, high-end salons and spas. That's what I knew or what I have known. And from there, I gathered there's nothing more classy than black and white and a little soft or heather gray. So it's really beautifully put together. Every color was chosen based on how it made me feel and how I wanted it to make you feel. So go there. Go there right now. Honey, listen, if you have to turn me off, go. Okay, don't do that. Go to a different – don't turn me off. Go to a different contraption. I'm sure you own a tablet. Pick it up and go there now, tarotbyken.com. Send all of your friends there. Send them all there. And share me with them, you know. I want to read them too. And it's lovely, very easy to navigate. And again, like I said, I am just too ecstatic over it. Like, I'm a proud papa. Let's look at some tweets. Let's read some tweets and see what they say about it. Has anybody been on? Here, Jen, the Mrs. S at VTDiva01 on Twitter says, "So proud of you at Ken Bogle. It's amazing." She's waited all day long to say that. I know, because she has been sending me that all day. Seriously. Thank you, Jen. I really appreciate that, honey. Melissa Nicholson at mel_pants3. You can follow her on Twitter. I highly suggest it, but don't be pressuring her to send you anything. She's busy packaging things for me. She said, at Ken Bogle, what a gorgeous website, a gorgeous webpage. Lovely. Just lovely. Thanks, babe. Yeah, honey, I'm a blogger now. I got me a blog. They're all like 6 sentences long, so it's some heavy reading. I'm really discussing some heavy themes in it. Oh, geez. Let's see. What else have we got here? We were followed on Twitter by, someone I know from high school. Howdy. Thanks for following me. Jeremy Troxell followed me from high school. We were in choir together. Let's see. Kelly Grote, of course, being lovely and supportive, as amazing as she is. She says, "The website is amazing and beautiful at Ken Bogle. You're the best. No, lover, you are." I'm going to favor that because I don't have time to type you something, but I'm putting little hearts on it and some kissy faces. Oh, here's my girlfriend, Jenny. Jenny at Jenny Sucher. It's Sucher at it's on the Twitter. She says, "The site is amazing. Check out my friend Ken Bogle's tarot website, tarotbyken.com. Please share. He is outstanding." Thank you all so much for that overwhelming show of love and support. I really, really, really appreciate that. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how much it means to me that you all like it that much. You know, when you put something in, when you breathe life into something, even if it's as small as a website, if you have been up till 4 or 5 in the morning working on it day in, day out, maybe, you really get nervous about it and you're afraid to share it with other people. So today I was very tense. I was very tense. And of course, you know what I'm like when I'm tense, just like some growling old bear. But that's another story. I hope you love it. Again, it's tarotbyken.com. Even if you have a mobile device or tablet, there's a special format for you there that would pop up automatically. And I hope you like it also. Okay, so that's my big announcement. I hope that you are as excited as I. There are more big announcements coming up later this season, and there's more Ken Bogle coming up right after this. Yep. All this love coming in from Twitter. I guess the chat room, people are saying the chat room's not open, but you know what? Screw the chat room. Just meet me on Twitter. Go to Facebook or something. Oh, yeah, y'all, I'm back on Facebook. Yeah, big and bold as all get out on the Facebook. You know I hate it, but it is a necessary evil. Well, I take that back. I don't really hate it. It's been a really great way for me to stay in touch with people from back home that I love and I haven't got to speak to in quite some time. It helps keep the bridge between the distance somewhat, you know, it keeps you in contact. Also with my mom, I love her. And being able to messenger her is just fantastic. It's a great way to interact. So why don't you follow me on all of my social media? So let's get down to it and get that out of the way so we can get to our shout outs for the week. You can find me on Instagram. There you will find fabulous pictures of me, my home, places I'm going, people that I'm snatching up, anything, things I'm eating, pictures of my weight loss, any of that kind of thing. Go to Instagram. You can find me there at Ken Bogle. That's K-E-N, B as in boy, O-G-G, and that's G as in Gary, L-E. G as in Gary, L-E. You're welcome. So you can find me there on Instagram. I make it a point to, if you follow me, I follow you back. And I make it a point to like every single picture I see, because you sharing your life with me in that way, it's an honor. So lots of people say, why don't you post more, Ken? And the response to that is, I'm busy liking about 600 other people's pictures, and you all post so many. And I'm telling you, these Instagram videos have got me like 45 minutes worth of Instagram videos a day, but I love them. If you know someone who's on Instagram and you know they're not following me, ask them what the hell their problem is and then send them in the right direction, okay? Straighten them out, because I just simply don't have the time. I'm too busy liking your pictures. You can also follow me on the Twitter. Now, on Twitter, you're going to get a really great version of Ken Bogle, because it's hard to be a social deviant in under 140 characters. I try. Sometimes I'm successful. Sometimes. It's always entertaining. There's a wonderful group of my clients my tarot clients on Twitter. You can find me there at Ken Bogle, spelled the exact same way. I try to keep it from being political and all that stuff. I really just want to post fun facts about me and an occasional rant or two, just to, you know, keep things interesting as it is, keep things spiced up. And now you can follow me on Facebook. Just look for me there on Facebook. Or if you're a friend on Twitter and you can't find me at either Instagram or the Facebook, just let me know. I'll add you. I'll search for you. Okay, that's that. Social media. It's the devil, I'm telling you. It's the beast. It is. Okay, let's see. Next, I want to do my shout-outs. This is a very sincere time for me. I call it shout-outs, which is kind of a very flippant title, but really it's a great way for me to show you my gratitude and my appreciation to each one of you on the list that made it this week. You are great, and I really, really do value you. Let's start with Kelly Grotee. Love you, honey. Thank you so much. You're one of the most loyal clients I have, and I can't say enough about your journey and how wonderful it has been to take part in that journey with you and to have you be such an influence in my life as well. Thank you for that. The same goes for Miss Melissa. Now, honey, I just read for her the other day, so I can't really get in too much into about how much I love her because I'll get teary, and nobody needs that. You save the tears for television because it's got a camera. You can't see tears on the radio. Save them for the camera. Save them for Oprah, I guess. Tina Kiker, thank you, honey. You are always and forever retweeting and favoriting and posting and supporting, and I just can't say enough thank you very much. To Jennifer Kelly and Michelle Holderbaum, both of which are also clients of mine, thank you for your support and your patronage, and also thank you for the testimonies found on tarotbyken.com. The ladies, it was Kelly wrote one, Melissa Nicholson wrote one, Jennifer Kelly wrote one, Michelle Holderbaum. You can read all of their personal stories there on the website. If you have a testimonial that you would like to have featured on the website of one of my fabulous tarot card readings, I'd love to post it, so send it my way. Don't worry about punctuation or any of that. We'll have Kelly Grotee look it over. She's a genius. She's an author. She'll figure it out. She's amazing. But thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Jennifer Sutcher, thank you so much, Jenny. You know, I met Jenny last year at Scarefest, but we were friends before that via the Twitter, and I just can't say enough for her. If you're really ever in need, Jenny, she just always gives. All these people do, all the ones I've mentioned, but she's definitely a great one. My bestie Jacqueline, my lover Jack, she is forever supportive of me. She is the one of the only people who can pull me out of what I sometimes go into my isolation, you know, and my hermitage. She's one of the only people who can pull me out, and she did that quite a lot in between season 2 and season 3. So there really would not be a season 3 if it weren't for Jack. So we can all say that we love her. You can follow her on Twitter at Absolute, it's spelled A-B-S-O-L-U-T, Lex, L-E-X, Absolute Lex, and that's at Twitter. You can also find her there on Instagram using the same name. She's fabulous. She is a young living oils representative. She's just full of great information and all kinds of great posts, but really, really supportive. Jen S. at Perry Prince, thank you very much. Jen and I have a secret project that we're going to really devote some time to. She's already made it an amazing thing, but we're not going to tell you because you need a reason to tune in next week, right? tune in next week to find out what me and Jen S. have been up to. And until then, follow her on Twitter. And I don't know if she's on Instagram. You know, she doesn't follow me, I don't think. Or I don't. Honey, if you're on there, send me a request. And if you're on Facebook, you can send me a request there too. And as always, toward the end of every show, I like to thank my partner, Robbie, who has been absolutely everything to me. And this episode will be no different. I'm going to say thank you to him from the bottom of my heart. He's always there. He is right now asleep, I'm sure. We are in a hotel because they're renovating our home. And I paid for the renovation and walked off. And I said, Rob, you have got to take care of this renovation. Diva can't do it. I can't. I'll be at the hotel. When you're finished building the house, you can call me home. I'll come running. And until then, may I order some room service? The answer is always yes. And we have to say we love him for that. I lucked out. I really, really did. He's a great man. And I love having him in my life. So thanks to him as always. And it wouldn't be a day without me saying thank you to my brother Joey, who will be listening to us on demand tomorrow. So that's it. That's my shout out for this week. If I missed you, I'm sure you will be coming up in future shows, future episodes. If not, then we're not interacting enough. Send a hooker some love. You know what I mean? Send me some love. You know, let's interact more. Just being crazy. Thank you very much to everybody on my list. Okay, that's it. That's really, really it. I'm done for tonight. I'm going to go find out if the hotel hot tub is up to par or if it's a big boiling pot of human human disgustingness. If not, I'm getting in that sucker. But most of them are usually just a hot or a lukewarm pool of back hair and bacteria. For that reason, I stay out of them. But until next week, here on Ken Bogle, it's me, Ken, saying so long. I'll see you here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, I want you to take care of yourselves and take even better care of each other, because at the end of the day, you are your brother's keeper. His happiness is indivisible from your happiness, and you're the only one responsible for it. So be kind to each other and spread the love everywhere you can. It will only find its way back to you. I'll see you next week.